You're now listening to Sound Talent Media. Check out more shows at soundtalentmedia.com.
You are now listening to the Ride or Crash podcast.
Hello? All right. Cool.
Is it recording?
We are recording.
Yo.
Sorry we weren't talking. We don't talk
before podcasts.
Yeah, we like to not. Okay. To save it for the show.
We've had two podcasts. The first two we did, I think, where we would like shoot the shit for half an hour, and then we got on the podcast and we're like, right, so what's your favorite food?
Right. I'm down.
So we just, yeah.
Well, welcome to the Ride or Cry podcast. Today,
I'm only like a half hour late.
No big. We're here today with Lil Aaron. What's up, dude?
Is there going to be like a queue of like a lot of people, like screaming fans?
Sure.
We can add that in. Yeah,
we can add that in.
Woo! Does my voice sound like extra deep today or something?
No.
No. It just sounds normal. I was going to say the opposite.
Extra high?
Yeah.
It actually sounds the same as
always.
Did
I just drink your water?
Did you give me this?
Yeah, and then I just drank it.
Great. All right, so here we are.
Now that we're all hydrated.
Yes. So I think let's start with you telling the people out there who have never heard of you.
Right.
Perhaps. About
all,
what you
all
do.
All five of the people left that have never heard of me.
Yes, exactly. The very few people. About who you are, what you do, and sort of like a loose history of like your musical career.
Okay. I'm Lil Aaron. I make music. I'm an artist and a songwriter, and as far as a loose history, I don't know. I've been making music for like 10 years. I was in a bunch of bands and then came out to LA and then kind of started what Lil Aaron turned into, and here we are.
Where'd you grow up?
In Indiana.
Indiana? We haven't been there yet.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
Is it worth the trip?
I don't know. I don't know how many people in Indiana would show up to emo night. So
it's not a big scene there?
I mean, there was, but there's just not now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's it like there, then? Like, what's the...
Oh, well, I grew
what
up
the cool
like,
kids
like,
do?
The cool kids? I mean, I wouldn't know. I'm not a cool kid by Indiana standards. Probably they're playing basketball and shit. It's like, it's very like...
Oh, yeah, they love basketball.
Farms, basketball, sports.
How accurate is Parks and Rec?
Fairly, but I think they're pretty generous in the liberalism of what Indiana people in Indiana might.
I guess Leslie Knope's like pretty liberal, but it's
I
pretty
think
funny.
It'd be hard to find someone with that mindset in Indiana
or anywhere ever.
Yeah, I guess.
I love her.
Yes,
yeah,
you do.
So you've DJed Emo Night quite a few times, and I don't know who ever told you this, but we call you the most responsible man in LA.
That is insane. Yeah, I guess so. I think I was telling someone about it the other day. Someone was like, "Yo, were you at Emo Night the other night?" And I was like, "Which one?" And they're like, "The one where so like." And I was like, "I can't keep them straight anymore."
Yeah. I feel like this is what always happens. It's like 1 a.m. and someone's supposed to DJ, and they're like,
"They can't actually
wasted
can't." Well, and they've like never touched like the DJ boards, which I've learned. Did you teach me the first time?
Yeah, I think I was just like, "Okay, here's how you."
You just gave me a crash course in like 2 minutes, and I was like, "Okay, here's how I'm gonna do it."
And then I think the deck broke on you
the
first time, so you were just like doing one deck.
Yeah. But hey, I mean, we pulled it off, me and Jack.
Oh yeah, but yeah, there was the one time where he just like couldn't even, he didn't even know what.
There's been like three times where he's been really doing.
Even though he's DJed probably the most out of any artist in the history of Emo Night.
Does he ever touch the boards though, or is he always just standing up on the mic and someone else is cueing the
No, like he knows how to do it.
Well, yeah, I don't know if he knows how to do the CDJs.
Yeah, because we taught him in Vegas at Life is Beautiful.
Oh, yeah. But even then, I think Nano was doing
it. That he retained any of that information.
That's true. That's fair.
Yeah.
But yeah, so because of that, we started calling you the most responsible man in L.A.
I think you are the only group of people that would, that would give me that title, but I'm honored.
It's the first thing I think of when I think of you.
Yeah.
Responsibility.
I mean...
Well, I've also heard that you, like, you have a house where you have a bunch of your friends and stuff, like, living there, and
I wouldn't
it's kind of
that
like a little, like, incubator for you, and, like,
I guess. Yeah, yeah.
Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, it's the mini mansion. It's pretty tight. We used to throw crazy parties there, but it gets old when it's at your own house that you sleep in and wake up in, and then you have to clean it all. But, yeah, it's just like a bunch of homies. I would say, like, the majority of people that stay there are artists or producers, make music of some kind. It's just, like, all my friends, basically. And even the people, like, don't live there, like, are still there all the time. It's just, like, it's kind of tight because I can come home from, like, doing a podcast interview and all my friends are just chilling on the couch. That's tight. Or, like, you know, when I go through seasons where I'm, like, really busy and then, like, when I'm, like, not that busy.
Yeah.
So when I'm not that busy, I just watch a lot of, like, Netflix and shit with my homies. And then when I am busy, I just don't get home till late, and there's still people chilling there. There's always weed to be smoked, and never alcohol, because alcohol, if someone, like, brings over a case of beer, there's, like, and if there's a 30-pack of beers, like, everybody gets two beers, and like, mm-hmm. it's gone. So alcohol never stays around. Like, you can't leave alcohol there, because someone will drink it in the next, like, 30 minutes without fail. So I always have to have, like, a secret stash of beer, like, in my room.
But, and it never gets overwhelming to have so many people at your house?
I have my own room. So if I'm overwhelmed, I just go to my own room. But I'm also, like, not, I don't know. There's a lot of times, like, recently, kind of with, like, working on the rollout of my project where I'm not home much. So it's, like, tight to be able to go home and have my homies there. But that, I mean, I think, yeah, there's always a time. There's always times where I'm, like, all right, I need to, like, be away from everyone. But I have my own room, so I just close my door and chill. Yeah.
That's how I feel every day. I'm like, everyone get away from me.
Yeah, but I'm also, like, I don't think I could live alone. I get, like, yeah. I'm so, like, needy as far as, like, wanting to hang out with people. I'm just like, I want to hang out with people right now. Tight. I just walk in my living room and, like,
Any pets live there?
Yeah, Simon. Little Simon. My dog Simon is fucking tight. Oh. Except for, he just fucking peed. He peed in the bathroom this morning. Part of why I was running late. Peed in the bathroom, like, next to the toilet. Like, he understands, like, a little bit. But, like, but, like, the back door, I have a sliding back door that's, like, always open so that he can run out. I'm like, dude, you just could have went outside. I don't know why he did it, but he did it.
Mm. What kind of dog is he?
He's a Chihuahua mixed with a Bichon. So okay. He looks like a little, like, rat, but he's really cute. He's super cute.
I love it.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about the song that just came out with Travis Barker that you just put out.
Yeah, Quit. I wrote that song when I was in Hawaii, actually. I went to Hawaii last year to write some songs for this record. And it was, I don't know, this whole project I was, like, kind of trying to channel, like, the kind of music I was listening to in, like, eighth grade, which is, like, that, you know, pure volume pop punk type shit. MySpace, Pure Volume World.
What was your favorite band in 8th grade?
It sucks because I really don't fuck with him now, but Accusal of Amphor was my favorite band of all time, but Shant turned into kind of an asshole.
Yeah. I mean, we were booked on, like, a show with them at one point a couple years ago, and then we ended up pulling out of it. Because he, like, tweeted some bullshit.
He's, like, a meninist, like, alt-right, like, I don't know. It's fucking all bad.
Not good. Yeah.
But that was my favorite music. But then, like, also, like, listening back, I was, like, young and impressionable. I'm listening to some of those lyrics, and I'm like, all right, there's some red flags that you're kind of an asshole.
Yeah. It's weird. I only see that now, too. But when I was in middle school and high school, I was like, this is the best. And now I look at the lyrics, and I'm like, holy shit.
There's so many, like, emo songs. I think that's like something that's been addressed, and I think a lot of people are doing a lot better at it now. And that's why I think it's kind of cool that I can have the opportunity to bring, like, some of that sound back, but, like, maybe be a little bit more responsible with the lyrics. But
responsible with the lyrics.
Oh, well
just like with everything else.
Oh, right, because I'm responsible. I thought you were mocking me. I'm like, what? Okay. I am not claiming to be responsible.
I don't know. I feel like you just did, so I don't know.
In life. With lyrics, I'm trying to take a little bit more responsibility. But yeah, no. Q's What We Aim For. Hit the Lights was fucking a big one. Who else was I listening to a bunch? Metro Station, which is tight because Mason from Metro Station, like, really fucks with me now. He's always tweeting me.
Oh, yeah.
Just kind of like that, like, power pop punk world was so fucking sick to me. I mean, I also really love, like, Never Shout Never and the Ready Set. The Ready Set's from Indiana. He's been a homie for a minute, so it was kind of cool to see him come up and have, like, at least a path in my mind of, like, what to follow and shit. But yeah, I mean, I was really into that MySpace pre-volume world. I think that's, like, pretty much you can say that and people understand what you're talking about.
Yeah, for sure.
And did you listen to Blink at all? Or, like, how
did... Well, fuck yeah.
So was it crazy working with Blink Travis?
But Blink was, like, more of a, like... They were, like, they, like, got big. They were big before I, like, got into them.
Mm-hmm.
I'm, like, I don't know. I would say more of the bands that I'm, like, super... Not that I'm, like, yes, they were one of
my favorite
bands.
Yeah, they were just... They
but, like, you know, like, the bands where you got to, like, see them blow up. That was, sure. I feel like that's always got, like, a little bit of a nostalgic touch to it. But, right. Yeah, Blink and Green Day and, like, Sum 41 and all that shit, of course, I was super into. But, yeah, so working with Travis was insane. He hit me up after I dropped Drugs on my first EP, Glowing Pains, and so we linked in the studio with Feldman, and he was just, I don't know, he was just kind of, like, super into it, and he, because he's always been, like, involved with the rap shit, so I think, like, him seeing, like, someone, like, taking the pop punk and the rap and, like, kind of marrying it, he really liked it. So we'd been quietly working for a while. I'd say we've been in the studio together on and off for, like, a year.
Oh, wow.
But that was one of the first times too that I was like, all right, cool. I'm meeting, like, somebody famous who's an idol of mine, and, like, instead of, like, the first time I meet them, like, being like, can I have a picture? That was, like, the first time where I was like, I'm gonna be responsible and, like, turn this into, like, a real friendship.
Yeah.
Instead of making it this, like, weird power dynamic of, like,
sure,
I love, like, you, I'm so much. Yeah, I'm a fan.
This
I'm,
like, is so cool.
Exactly. I'm like, I'm gonna, like.
You were like, oh, hey, what's up?
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. I mean, I think he probably knew. I probably didn't hide it that well. I was like, holy fuck. but yeah, that, I mean, even to this day, there's no, like, I mean, there's, like, a couple pictures of us, like, that, you know, of, like, us just doing something and someone else talking, but there's no, like, hey, let's get a picture. Yeah. Which I almost, the other day, I was like, yeah, we don't have a picture. Next time I hang out with him, I feel like I'm at the point now I can be like, can we get a good picture together?
Yeah.
But yeah,
it's like after a year, you're...
Yeah, you're in there like, yo, hey, like, we're on a song together and shit, like...
For sure.
Yeah, but, yeah, I was insane. And then we've been working on a bunch of stuff. I've been writing, like, on his project. You know how, like, he does, like, the Travis Barker albums that feature a bunch of rappers and shit?
Yeah.
I've been writing with that. Supposed to go in and write on the new Blink shit, which will be fucking tight.
Damn.
But...
That's awesome.
Super tight. That's kind of crazy. That's really crazy. That's like some weird, like, I didn't think that was...
Yeah. That's awesome.
A possibility thing. But yeah, so I had this song, wrote it in Hawaii, and then when I was kind of wrapping everything up for the EP, I knew I wanted to, like, try to pull that card on one song, but I was, like, trying to figure it out, and then, like, once I, like, was like, all right, quits the single, and I was like, all right, quits the most, like, pop punky, I was like, all right, I'm gonna hit Travis. And as soon as I hit him, he's like, of course, bro, anything you need. I'm like, oh, maybe I could have asked earlier. But it worked out, and then got him in the video. And the rest is history, I guess.
Right on.
That's super sick.
Yeah.
I love it. It's a super really good dope song.
Yeah, I mean, I love those moments, you know, when you like, when something's happening or, like, whatever. Like, when we're at, like, Emo Night Day or, like, we get an artist that we never thought, like, would happen. Like, I remember Babs and I were standing back by the sound booth when Under Oath played. And we were just like, how is this our job? Like, how so is this?
I was there. Wait, yeah. At the one, like, 2 months ago?
Two months ago. Yeah.
So sick.
That was tight.
And it's cool because I don't think they were... I was, like, really, really into them when I was a lot younger. I mean, still when I was older. But they were, like, one of those... early bands that I was got really into, but I never saw them live. So I was like, I was sitting there like, fuck, is this the first time I'm seeing Under Oath live? That's crazy.
Yeah, that's awesome. So good live.
Yeah. I only saw them at that one festival we went to in Orange County.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. It was like a year ago.
I saw them a bunch. I used to,
I'm
like,
I'm trying to remember, go. Like, I, that's like one of those bands where I'm like, did I really never see them as a kid? But, like, I don't think that I did.
Yeah.
I don't think I did.
I definitely, like, was, like, up against the fucking bar for Under Oath.
Have you guys ever done,
like,
anything with Motion City Soundtrack?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We have. Not with Justin Pierre, but with the other guy played keyboard. This was, like, right at the beginning of Emo Night. He was, like, one of our second guest DJs. Jesse. Yes. I haven't talked to Jesse in a while.
Yeah.
That was another really important band for me when I was younger. I really liked them.
Yeah. But yeah, I think a moment for me. Like, that was when Mark DJed, like, really early on. And so early on, too. So I was like, oh, all of this is so new. Also, like, you're my fucking idol.
Right.
And I was trying to be so cool. I was just, like, trying to, like, say as few words as possible. But he kept trying to, like, talk to me. And I would just give one-word answers. I'm like, I don't know if I'm going to be so weird. And,
yeah. That's funny.
But I definitely did the thing of, like, taking a photo with him. And I just had no chill.
It takes a lot of self-control, for sure.
But at this point, I don't care anymore.
Yeah, exactly. You know? Like, well, Aaron, once you realize that, like, you're going to be around someone, especially emo night, it's like, you don't have to ask for a photo because someone else is going to have a photo. It's fucking tight.
Yeah.
Someone else is going to get a photo. That photo you tweeted, that is, oh, wow.
Which one?
The one where, like,
him
and
Mod's son,
dude,
hugging.
But, like, Mod's face is, like,
I mean, he was on a good one.
He was definitely on some good shit. And I'm, like, somehow, like, my, like, whole face is in his armpit, which his whole body smells like armpit. Shout out Mod's son. But
you guys were embracing.
I love Mod, but his armpit is the last place you went your face.
So I tweeted that photo, and I was like, I love this photo of me and Ashley Osbourne from last night.
So funny.
Oh, man.
That was a really funny set, too. I feel like without you, he would have...
Well, okay. He, like, had... I mean, he's, like, a seasoned emo veteran, right?
Yeah.
So he had, like, a bunch of his favorite emo songs from, like, way back, and he had this playlist, and I played one of them, and I was like, dude, these kids don't know, like, this far back of emo. You have to, like, play the game a little bit. And he was like, okay. And I was like, let me play the songs I know work every time. And then he was like, oh, okay. Then he kept trying to play songs. I was like, dude, these people don't, like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because emo night is still, like, what, like, mostly, like, 21 to, like, 24-year-olds?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you can't play, like, the, like, emo shit from, like, too far back.
Right. And it's, like, a party, you know? So it's, like...
Exactly. We've tried to play Bright Eyes in the past, and it was not good.
You gotta play, like, the anthems. They're, like,
trap remix it.
Yeah.
Get Captain Cuts on that.
I, like, yelled at everybody when we played Bright Eyes and nobody knew it. Yeah. I, like, grabbed the mic.
Fake emos.
Yeah.
I was like, come on, guys. Go home and listen to that.
Yeah. Like, do your fucking homework. Yeah. You guys should have, like, a class.
Yeah.
Where you can, like, brush up on your emo.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, like, but that's people get, like, School of Rock when you, like, gave them CDs as, like, homework.
Yeah.
Like, that's what you can do. That's
funny. Should. Online classes. but there are a lot of times where people give us shit for that. They're like, oh, you guys just keep playing these hits. And I'm like, dude, every time we've tried to do otherwise, it's just crickets in the room.
Yeah, well, and it's just an energy thing. Like,
yeah.
If I know a song, I'm different. If I know a song and nobody else knows it, I'm still going to sing it top of my lungs. But, like, most people, like, if they know a song, but then, like, the other three people around them aren't singing it, they're not going to go as hard.
Yeah.
It's got to be that song that everybody universally
Absolutely,
knows.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah. Which, yeah, it's hard to...
But it's also, like, who fucking cares? Like, I was about to, like, play a song, and someone was like, oh, someone put it in the last set. I'm like, I don't fucking care.
Oh, my God. There are songs that are played 7 times through the night. It, like, doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Kids are still gonna love it. Mm-hmm. Like,
We try to not duplicate, but it just happens.
It just happens.
And there's, like, so many stages and different DJs. Like, you're gonna hear the same song, like,
a couple times. How long is the whole thing? Like, 5 hours?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And 3 different stages of DJing. It's like, okay, 15 hours. You really gonna have 15 hours of original emo songs, not repeating anything?
Yeah. My favorite.
Like, what the fuck?
My favorite thing though is coming out from the Echoplex to the patio, Echoplex patio, and it's like so many times it's been the same song. Like, it transitions. Seamlessly.
Oh yeah.
Same song.
Or I love because I feel like Adam's always DJing on the patio, and he's always playing, like, the more of, like, super, like, MySpace, like, bedroom pop shit. Like, I heard him playing Play Radio Play.
Hell yeah!
And I was like, oh my god, I forgot how much I loved this shit. Or, like, yeah, he always plays the more, like, I would consider, like, the guilty pleasure emo stuff.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They do, like, a really good job of curating it.
I love that shit. That was, like, for I would say about 2 years, it was, like, only, like, Never Shout Never, Steven Jerzak, Play Radio Play, like, all the, like, deep V-neck, red skinny jeans shit.
Like, 2008.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah.
So good.
I wonder if Never Shout Never and Play Radio Play, like, consulted each other on their names. Or, like, same word...
Yeah.
Beginning and end.
Yeah. There's another one. Dance Gavin Dance.
Yeah.
There's a few of them.
Like, that's so funny, though. That was a pattern.
Yeah.
And there must be more. There must be more.
Chunk, no Captain Chunk.
I don't know that one.
You don't know that one? That was like a. They're like more like easy.
Like, that doesn't even sound real.
That's a smoking nope.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Do you know? Did you ever listen to Smoking Popes? Pope or Popes?
Do you ever
listen? I don't think so.
Me neither. We, like, when we were first doing Emo Night, we got invited to go on K Rock. On like Stryker's podcast, mm-hmm. and he was like, "Okay, I'm gonna list these bands, and you guys tell me if they would, you know, work at Emo Night." And so he's going around, like, he's just going down the line, like Babs, Morgan, me, and he's like, "Taking Back Sunday," Babs, yes, The Used, Morgan, yes. He's like, he gets to me, he goes, "The Smoking Popes," and I'm like, "Nope." So then we just
did you listen to it?
I don't even know what the fuck it is. I wasn't doing it after, but now we just have this like joke where we say the smoking nopes.
It was just so funny that every band he listed was like the most obvious one, and then he gets to TJ and TJ's like, no.
After listening, do you think they would have fit?
Still no.
Wait, did you listen to them? I didn't.
I'm pretty sure I put it on. It's like, I don't know. I don't remember what it is, but I didn't think it would work at Emo Night.
I gotta listen to it after this.
Yeah, we gotta do our homework.
I remember on Emo Night Day when they had like the Hot Topic Instagram where they were like, you have to like name what the lyrics are from.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, oh fuck. But then they asked me, I was like, look, I might like, I listened to like, you know what I'm saying? I thought they were gonna do deep cuts, and I was like, fuck. Like, I don't want everyone to know I'm a fake emo. And then they did everything, and I, like, got it right away, and I was like, oh, all right.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, I think they did very obvious songs, right?
Yeah, yeah. But, like, I was, like, scared. I'm like, you guys can't fucking expose me. Like, what if this goes bad, this goes terribly. Yeah. I'm going to be on the Hot Topic Instagram, like, what classic emo song is this? I'm like, I don't fucking know.
It's a Smoking Pope song.
It's a Smoking Pope. Yeah, they, like, start reading out Smoking Pope lyrics. I'd be like, fuck. Now, every time if I'm ever in that exact same situation, and I don't know the lyrics, I'm going to guess the Smoking Popes.
Oh, man.
I'm crying.
Oh, no, my shit. Oh, no,
I think it's just this headphone thing.
Another thing I wanted to ask you about is, like, for us, branding is so important, and I feel like in 2018, at this point in life.
Yeah, I mean, aesthetic and visuals are, like, such a big part of, like, being an artist and a musician. And
yeah, like, right. Whereas 10 years ago, it wasn't even a thing at all. Like, social media and branding shit. And I feel like you have a lot of that going on. Like, you have the green hair. I feel like everybody sees you. And it's like, okay, that's Lil Aaron, you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So how important do you think that's been?
Super important. I even get people come up, they're like, you have that same hair as Lil Aaron. I'm like,
you're like that guy.
Fucking nerd. No, yeah, it's helped a bunch. And it was like, it was a very conscious thing. Like, I sat down with the designers that I had on my crew, and I my hair at the time was actually like more of like a teal, but I was like, all right, we gotta do this green shit. Like, people were like fucking with this green shit, but I was like, we gotta do like this, like the toxic, like Monster Energy, like, mm-hmm. You look at it and it's like fucking what it is.
What hair dye do you use?
I used to use Manic Panic, but now I get it done professionally, and I don't know what she uses.
Okay. I was going to ask if it's Good
Dye
Young.
Anybody, but... yeah, I would love for Good Dye Young to sponsor me.
Hey,
tell Dana.
Oh, yeah, Dana.
Dana has a hookup.
Okay, well.
Yeah. It looks like a Good Dye Young color, so I was just...
It might have been Good Dye Young last time, because I know the girl that was dyeing my hair, I think, like, works for Good Dye Young now, and she, like, had a bunch of their shit. So
I wonder.
I think she was, like, testing it out to make sure she could get the right green or something. I don't know. And the model that they have for the green color on Good Dye Young is, like, someone with the green ombre. Mm-hmm. Who, like, kind of looks like me. I'm like, I wonder if you guys took some notes. But, yeah. No, but, yeah, the green shit, branding in general has been, like, a big thing for me. It's fun. It's super fun.
Yeah.
And B, it's like, yeah, there's so many, because it's so much easier now to like create and release music. There's so much more music, which is not a bad thing. It's a great thing. I think it's fucking dope that like anyone can upload a song to SoundCloud and anyone can make a song on their laptop. But there's just a lot more noise to cut through. So, you know, it doesn't, I think we've all seen artists or bands with great music that didn't necessarily cut through. So it's like, on top of having good music, which I don't know if everybody agrees that I have good music, but I think I do. On top of having good music, you gotta kind of have like that full package and like really be memorable. And yeah, I mean, I think I've definitely seen it work in my favor.
Yeah, I don't think anyone else I know has your hair, so.
Yeah, well, and the cool part now is if anyone has green hair, people are like, oh, a little Aaron hair.
Yes.
Success.
Hell yeah.
But I also feel bad for anyone else. Like, there are people that had, like, Phoebe Ryan had green hair before me. I probably copied her, but it's mine now.
I also don't know if people would confuse you guys.
From the back?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, you're right.
From the back?
No, there was this incident a while ago where we were hanging out and then something happened and then someone was like, it was the dude with green hair, and I had left and she was there and like everyone was like, her? And they're like, no, there was another guy with green hair earlier.
What did you do?
Basically someone broke into my friend's house and I smashed a mug on their head.
Oh, shit.
Oh my god.
Yeah. Yep, that's what happened. I don't know legally how much I'm allowed to say, but that's what happened.
And then you're like, I'm out of here. Yeah. And then I was pinning it on Phoebe Ryan. Like,
exactly. I'm gonna get the fuck out of here. If anything, yeah. No, yeah, yeah. I hope his lawyers aren't listening to this podcast.
Oh my god.
Well, I'm just kidding. That never happened. That didn't actually happen in real life.
It was funny because we made a coach's jacket and a shirt that used the same green you use, and we were like, oh fuck, we should have just called this the little Aaron collab. I think we sent you some, right?
You did.
Yeah.
Yep. And it made it into the video, right?
It made it into the video. I was wearing it in the video. I wear that shit a lot. Actually, but I misplaced my green Status Fuck shirt. Can I grab another one?
If we have any.
Yeah. I think we should. We also, can check after this.
That striped shirt, you know that striped shirt?
Yeah.
You can literally have whatever you want.
I'm going to raid this shit.
Yeah. One of each. You can have 15 pink hats.
I don't wear pink. Why are you making green?
You can still have them.
We have a lot of those.
Yeah. Well, yeah, we were doing emo night in Chicago, and TJ and I each had like 3 drinks. We're like, we should order 500 of every colored hat. And so it was a terrible mistake.
Yeah, it was a bad idea.
Like, we've had those pink ones for like
fucking forever.
2 years.
You give them out.
We did.
We did. Let me tell you.
We gave out like 150 of them.
There are probably 7 bins of those. No, there's only 2. So.
Oh wow.
Yeah, it's no joke.
Sick.
So what do you have coming up? Like, what is next?
Yeah, the EP comes out May 31st. Rockstar Famous.
May 31st, you said?
May 31st, cool. Which is awesome.
So soon.
Oh, nice.
Happy birthday. Almost.
Yeah.
Happy almost you. Birthday.
Thank you.
Tomorrow's Morgan's birthday.
Yeah.
Not as important as mine.
Yeah. We literally forgot until today, which is good. At least we didn't forget.
Well, yeah. You don't have to know like a month before.
I don't know. He's like our life partner, you know?
And he's really like thoughtful with our birthdays and stuff like that. Right. So it would have been bad.
Well, you remembered in time.
We're okay.
See, my whole thing is I know when people's birthdays are, but I never know what day it is.
Mm.
So like, what is tomorrow? The 18th? Or,
mm-hmm.
So, like, I would know this birthday is May 18th, but on tomorrow, I wouldn't know that it was
the 18th.
The day. Yeah.
So, I always fuck everything up, because I'm always like, what? It's May? Like, I thought it was... Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. I don't know what fucking day it is. I look at my calendar when I wake up, which is also why I was so late today. But I just, like, look at my thing, and I'm like, oh, this is what I have to do today. I don't know. I don't necessarily know, like, oh, in 3 days, I'm going to go do this. Like,
right.
Or, like, in 3 days, it's... the fucking 21st of May and this happens. But I do know that, like, because it's nice because I get people tweeting me like 17 days till Rockstar Famous. I'm like, shit, only 17 days. So like, yeah, that people have like those like apps that like count down the days and shit. That shit's tight. I should probably have that, but
count down to like a
event
thing.
Or something.
Mm-hmm. That sounds like a lot.
It's my other thing is I just actually last night I just downloaded these meditation apps.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Which I totally plan on using, but I have so many apps that I just don't open because, like, what's how am I going to remember to fucking open them? You know?
Yeah.
So I was like, and then at the end of the day, it doesn't really help. It's just like another app. And when I opened it up, I got forget what app it was. It was like $12 a month. I'm like, fuck.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm down to pay that if I actually use, use it. But, like, if I'm being realistic, I'm probably just wasting $12.
Yeah. I was doing Headspace for a while and then I forgot.
It always made me go to sleep.
On the bus.
I need an app that just plays the sound of the engine on a bus. Like,
I have that, dude. This amazing app. It's called Rain Rain.
It literally is the worst.
Well, because I can't sleep without rain sounds. So I have to have it, especially when we travel. They fucking hate me. They're like, you sleep over there.
It's awful. He turns it up so fucking loud.
I don't want to hear you.
I'm sleeping. Like, what could you hear?
Snoring.
I don't snore.
Farting.
Or breathing.
Breathing.
It is literally breathing.
But it's really cool. Like, it has all these different things. Like, you can literally pick, like, an airplane engine or a train or, like, a clothes dryer or a washing machine. And then you can do your own mix. Like, let's say I want a washing machine mixed with a train. And then also, like, the sound of a Shih Tzu snoring.
Oh, my God.
I don't hear the Shih Tzu. Oh, there it is. There it is. This just became an ASMR podcast.
Pretty good, right?
I think that's good. I need that.
Yeah.
What's it called, the app?
Rain Rain.
Mm.
Yeah.
See, now that it's quiet, I'm like, I can't fall asleep
anymore. It's the biggest nightmare in the entire world.
Yeah, well, last night I had my rain sounds on. I usually play it through Alexa at my house, and it just plays. I say, Alexa, play rain sounds, and she plays it. But last night, it just stopped working for some reason, and I fucking woke up.
Did you lose it?
Yeah, I just woke up at fucking 4 in the morning.
Fury.
Yeah, like what's
soon
going
as it
up?
Stopped. That, see, this sounds like... It's actually hurting you.
Yeah.
Well, it did. Yeah, it fucked me up because then I was awake from like 4 to 6, just like tossing and turning. Couldn't get Alexa to go back on.
You should just get like a water fountain.
That'd be cool. Just put that right next to my bed and it's just like dribbling.
Yeah.
It's so quiet now that that's not
funny. I know.
And I'm like, what's happening?
It's weird.
The silence is deafening.
All right, so 17 days till Rockstar Famous.
I don't even know if 17 is right, but I can't do math.
The 31st.
31 minus 17 equals 16 days?
14.
14 days.
Well, 2 weeks.
Oh, shit. You're right. It comes out on a Thursday. 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
Damn. Are you touring around it? We don't know yet.
Am I?
Well,
no. Oh.
That wouldn't be till like fall anyway, right?
We'll see. I've it's tight because even just with like gearing up for the projects and like the hype around it, I've had more people reach out, but I really want to fucking tour with bands. Like I love my SoundCloud rapper homies, but I don't want to do I've done those and I want to tour with bands, but like I feel like, you know, some bands get it and some members of bands get it, but I feel like it's more like the agents and like the higher ups that like are like, this like SoundCloud rapper wants to tour with you. I'm like, it's not that. It's like fucking like pop punk meets SoundCloud rap meets pop meets all this shit.
So what's like your...
So I'm waiting for, to finish it up, I'm waiting for the project to drop and I think a lot more people will realize it and be like, oh, this could tour with a band.
Yeah.
I'm like, God, thank God.
Well, so hopefully. Are you trying to have like a live band?
Yeah, I've got a guitarist now just because it's easier, but it's going to turn into a band 100%. Mm-hmm. Once the right tours come around and shit, it's going to...
Like a full-on band.
Full-on band. Like, I want it to be a crazy band.
Sweet.
Very, a lot of energy.
Yeah, I do think a lot of, like you said, agents and... I don't know, people that are stuck in this idea of, like, it has to be 3 bands in a row, you know?
It's,
and
like, so fucking
weird. It's hard for them to think outside of the box or what you will. But I don't know, it's annoying to me because
I think
the music that you're making is so relevant to now, and it would set a tour apart, you know?
Yeah, and I hate the idea of, like, okay, here's 3 bands that one fan listens to, let's put them on tour. It's like, no, have like one art, like the main artist, the headliner, and then like some kind of different shit. Like, you're not like the, I don't know, there needs to be like more diversity. I mean, it's happening more now because mostly because people need to sell tickets, but like, I don't know, it's like what new artist is getting introduced if you put three bands that all the fans are coming
to? Exactly. Like, why not diversify it? Get more people in there.
Get more people in there. Get like some different faces. Because then it's like, if the opener has fans and they come and they wouldn't necessarily come to see the headliner, it's like, that's just more people coming to the show.
Exactly. Yeah.
But, you know, at the same time, I get it. I understand, like, I'm not here to fucking, like, change the live music industry.
But you should, you know?
Yeah, I get it. I don't know. Well, I'm just, that's just to say no disrespect to like the people that are doing their jobs and shit. Right. But I think once this project kind of fully realizes itself, people will be like, oh, like this could go on towards a band. I'm like, I did tell you that a year ago. But totally. I'm glad you caught up. Yeah. That's pretty much my whole career so far, is like a year later, people be like, oh, this could work here. I'm like, I fucking told you that, but I'm glad you came to it on your own.
We run into that a lot with Emo Night, too, is like trying to, when we take it to different cities, trying to explain to, you know, venues what it is, and they're like, I don't understand, you know.
Oh, yo, the first time I DJed Emo Night?
I don't even know when that was.
What Emo happened? Night Portland?
Oh.
Oh, we weren't even
there. I know you weren't there.
But it was like you and Black Bear, right?
Yeah. We got kicked out.
Yeah, they shut down the whole party.
And they kicked us out.
God, yeah.
Sorry to bring up that storm.
I forgot about that.
But yeah, it was, in turn, it made, like, because I kind of knew Morgan, but I think that made Morgan be like, oh, I'm going to get you back. Like, I'll get, like, don't worry.
Is that how you met Morgan?
I don't know exactly. But I think, like, that helped me get in with you guys.
Yeah.
I think Morgan being
that's
like,
cool. By getting kicked out of our event.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I'm glad that you didn't, like, hate us for that. Like, that's
no, I know, never. But that was actually on my birthday too.
Was it?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. So was it a year ago?
Almost. Whoa! Holy shit!
Yeah.
Whoa. Yeah. Almost a year.
When was the first LA one you did then?
That I DJ'd?
Yeah.
I think I played Emo Night Day. That was the first.
That was really? The first. Okay.
Time I like was on stage at Emo Night, and then okay, because I think. Yes. So then those two things happening, because that's when I like met, I feel like that's when I like actually met like you guys, mm-hmm, and Morgan.
Wait, I think you DJed with Phil from Neck Deep.
But that
right?
was that or before that after? Or after?
I don't know. It all blurs together.
It's all, like I said, it all blurs together. Anyway, series of events. Now I'm like the house DJ.
Yeah.
But yeah, shout out Emo Night Portland.
Yeah. Fuck yeah.
Oh yeah.
Well, I thank you for coming in. Is there anything else that you want to plug before we jump off?
I'm Rockstar Famous, May 31st. I'll probably end up DJing in the next Emo Night.
Oh, yes. Wait. Do you want to play?
I do. I just got to figure out logistically. So I might be playing a full live set.
Do you want to do that, like a full live set in the Echo?
In the main stage?
Like upstairs?
Upstairs? Wherever. Or patio or whatever is easiest. I guess if I have a band,
if it's full band, it would have to be upstairs. Yeah.
Yeah.
Let me like figure out logistically what
we're saving you a spot right now.
I'll email your manager.
That's exactly what I meant when I say that. Yeah. When I say figure this out logistically, I mean let me talk to Nick about it,
okay,
and he can tell me if it's like a possibility or not.
Cool. Okay.
But I would love to do it. So
sweet.
It'll be sick. Even if it's just the shows I've been doing recently, just me and a guitarist, but that's just
cool. Yeah, that'd be awesome. Yeah. And it's like, you know, a few days after the release, I feel like people would be really excited be like about
a,
it.
Be a, yeah, it would be like a cool little
cool
thing. Yeah.
And you're in our intro video.
Oh, yeah.
When is that drop?
We play it. We play them at the beginning of every Emo Night, like right before the show starts.
Right at 9:30?
Yeah, 9:30. And then we put them up online the next day.
Sick.
It's going to be really funny.
Do you have a rough edit? Can I see a rough edit?
I don't
have it yet. I'll ask it John, though.
Yeah, I don't think he has
that. Are you guys going to debut your band?
We need the song.
Yeah, we need the song.
Yeah, I'll work on that. I have some time.
Why don't we actually start a band?
It can just be like another idea that you had, and then just put like Every Night is Emo Night on top of it or something.
Yeah.
You know? Right. Just like a throwaway idea.
Yeah.
Just sing Every Night is Emo Night.
Yeah.
Every night is Emo Night. Oh, I should have brought. Oh, damn. I should have brought my pedal because we could have auto-tuned
it right
this
in
this
here.
The whole podcast.
Yeah.
I should start doing interviews. That's so funny. You should.
It's only dope that I thought of that right when ours ended.
Well, this is one of the few podcasts or few interviews you'll hear Aaron's real voice.
Exclusive.
No, actually, I have a separate pedal on right now that un-auto-tunes me because my natural voice is auto-tuned.
That's all right, amazing. Dude. Thank you for coming in.
Yeah, thanks.
Definitely. Thanks Good for luck having
with
me.
The record and everything. We're really excited about it.
Fuck yeah. I'll get you guys an early.
Fuck us up.
Bye.
Okay, bye.
Hi, I'm Emma.
And I'm Joe.
And we're the professional book nerds. Two Mondays a month, we interview authors and talk about their upcoming books, what drives them, and their go-to order at the cafe.
On Thursdays, we share recommendations and dive into topics readers face, like how do I actually read the books on my to-be-read list?
You can find the Professional Book Nerds podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Want to learn more about us? Our website is professionalbooknerds.com, and you can find us on Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok at ProBookNerds.
We hope you'll come and listen, and as always,
happy reading!